The Heart of David. Unlike the Old Testament, the New Testament never describes the appearance of people, apart from one, Zacchaeus. The Old Testament says that David was handsome. In the Bible words, it says he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. About his heart, it says he was seeking after the Lord. In the Psalms, he speaks of the desire to seek the face of God. Because God said David would do his bidding, it did not mean he was a perfect being. He certainly wasn't. Yet both the New and the Old Testament state he was after God's heart. And it's our heart that counts. In Acts 13, it says, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. David was prepared to do what God wanted. It was not that he had a heart exactly like God. He was a person that God knew would do his will. God had called both Saul and David to be leaders. But about David, it was said that he was to be the shepherd of Israel. It was this additional dimension of caring as well as leading. Peter was told by the resurrected Jesus, feed and care for my sheep and lambs. David could shepherd people because he had the Lord as his shepherd. David had feelings. His Psalms leave us with the certainty that this was a man with inner feelings, going through the ups and downs of life, when he was let down by his friends or when he was attacked by his enemies. He felt it deep within. About one man, he said, his words were smoother than butter and softer than oil. He commented with hurt in his heart. Yet there were times when he felt the weakness and frailty of body and soul. In Psalm 63, he could call out to God, O God, you are my God. At dawn I search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry, parched land where there is no water. David had a personal desire to know God in a deeper, experiential way. Julian of Norwich could say to the Lord, God of thy goodness, give me thyself, for you are enough to me. But only in thee do I have all. Paul said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. David was always inquiring of God. Is this the first time that I've inquired of God for him? Said Ahimelech to Saul. This seems in contrast to King Saul. In Samuel 1:9, it says that in the past people used to inquire of the Lord. It was the Hebrew word that meant to tread, to trample down. So it came to mean to go to a place frequently. We must be ones frequently inquiring of God, like David. He inquired too about God in general. In Psalm 27, it says, I have asked one thing of the Lord, and this will I seek, to remain in the Lord's house all the days of my life, to gaze at the Lord's beauty and search for an answer in his temple. And here the word search in the Hebrew means to split open. He wanted to investigate God. Some are just interested in their own personal problems to tell the Lord about. David wanted to know about God. Francis Ridley Havergal, the hymn writer, wrote a small book entitled My King. Using scriptures from the Old Testament, she referred them to fit the kingship of Jesus. The first chapter starts with the text regarding Solomon, when the king of Tyre wrote to him saying, "Because the Lord loves his people, he made you their king." Although this was no doubt a little flattery, yet it is true. God wants the right people to care for his people. Jesus made the point when speaking of the Sabbath day. He said that it was made for man. Man wasn't made for the Sabbath. God cares for people. God has everyone's interest at heart. And so he wants us to be people with the qualities of God's heart, having a caring, having a shepherd's heart. The Lord bless you and be with you today. Amen.